let it drown in a noisy world. Because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice. Speak, speak.
Three.
Fat.
Fat.
Radio.
Sucker Radio, the originators of today's modern radio.
Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one?
Everybody's tuned in. Even other radio stations are locked on.
Everything you need, you better rock your body now.
The headlines at 18 hours. The Zambia National Service has suspended Sergeant Rhoda Njobu following her alleged involvement in the production and circulation of obscene and indecent video. Norway has described Zambia as an excellent partner for investment and development, especially at a time when trade wars and the weakening of multilateralism threaten global cooperation. In international news, kidnappers in Nigeria have killed at least 35 people they abducted from a village in northern Zamfara state. Despite ransoms being paid for their release, a local official told the BBC.
977 News.
The news in detail. My name's Ndashi Mataka. Norway has described Zambia as an excellent partner for investment and development, especially at a time when trade wars and weakening of multilateralism threaten global cooperation. Norwegian Minister of International Development, Asmund Okrast, says the world is going through dramatic times marked by growing disregard for international law and multilateral frameworks. Okrast says that this is why Norway needs dependable partners like Zambia and is therefore seeking to deepen collaborations. He has further revealed that although Norway has increased its development assistance, it cannot fill the gap left by aid cuts from other countries. Okrast said this today at State House during a meeting with President Hakainde Hichilema.
About the trade, the global trade, you touched on the trade war. I think we should replace trade wars with more cooperation, as the minister said, more investments together. The world will be better. The world will be growing. It will also help Europe to mitigate on the boat people, as an example, migration into Europe. When Africa is functioning properly, it's developing, it's offering opportunities for its young population, education, jobs, business opportunities, there will be lesser motivation to migrate northwards into your countries. Migration is always there. It will always be there. But a manageable migration.
And President Hichilema said the world is experiencing a period of uncertainty with rising threats to international law and global order. President Hichilema said Zambia is eager to collaborate with Norway in tackling global challenges such as conflict and war, which have adverse effects on development. He also expressed admiration for Norway's prudent management of its natural resources, particularly oil, gas, and forests, as well as its education system, which equips young people with practical economic skills. President Hichilema stated that Zambia is looking to replicate Norway's model of transparency and environmental stewardship, especially in the mining sector. He encouraged Norway to explore investment opportunities in Zambia's energy, tourism, agriculture, and mining sectors.
Maybe the two most important answers is more private investments and how to have more private investments and work on trade and investment combined with domestic resource mobilization. I mean, when we are able to do that, I mean, we can really do big things. If we both could have more private investments, create more jobs, and get more resources to the states, which again can go back to the people. And so I will also hear more on how you see this here from Lusaka and how we can work together related to this. Let me also say that one of the things that I have of highest concern, and there are many things I have concern of at the moment, is the very lack of international law internationally. And this is a threat to all of us. Because in the end, I mean, it's the same international law that protects all of us. And especially smaller countries, I would say. But, I mean, in the end, we all depend on international law and international cooperation. Also, the superpowers. But especially countries like Norway, Zambia, and others.
The Zambia National Service, ZNS, has suspended Sergeant Rhoda Njovu following her alleged involvement in the production and circulation of an obscene and indecent video. In a statement, ZNS Chief of Public Relations and Liaison, Brigadier General Mabel Nyone, says the suspension is meant to facilitate ongoing police investigations and any subsequent prosecution. General Nyone says Sergeant Njovu will not be officially performing ZNS duties and will be placed on half pay until the determination of her case by the courts of law. She says the decision is in line with ZNS disciplinary procedures and regulations, which deem that all personnel adhere to the highest standards of moral, ethical, and lawful conduct. General Nyone stated that ZNS is working closely with the Zambia police on the matter and that the final outcome of the case will inform the conclusion of internal disciplinary proceedings. General Nyone has assured the public that any updates regarding the case will be communicated in due course.
977 News.
Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has raised concerns about the validity of the Financial Intelligence Center's FIC 2024 report, which claims a reduction in public sector corruption cases. CAAC CEO Brighton Tembo argues that this decline, noted as a drop from 55 suspicious transactions in 2023 to 40 in 2024, may not reflect genuine progress, but rather the elite's ability to engage in corrupt practices with impunity. He emphasized that without understanding the financial implications of these transactions, the reported decrease is not a reason for celebration. Tembo also highlighted a troubling rise in financial illegalities within the private sector, insisting that such corruption is often intertwined with public sector involvement. He challenged the Anti-Corruption Commission and the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, to clarify the reports to the FIC, particularly concerning asset forfeiture cases. Additionally, he did criticize the inclusion of older convictions in the FIC report as misleading, suggesting it skews the public's perception of the fight against corruption.
That is actually due to the fact that now corruption is happening at the executive level. It is no longer a practice by ordinary people who have no access to state resources. So only people with influence, those who have access to state resources, are the ones now who are committing corruption at the highest and mechanized level. So that reduction cannot be attributed to that. And moreover, we cannot praise that reduction unless we are told how much money is involved. Because, you know, when it comes to corruption, you may have fewer cases but involving huge sums of money. And you may have so many cases of corruption, but the money involved cannot equate those fewer cases. So we have to understand how much money is involved in those 40 cases.
Meanwhile, governance activist Choma Mwachikoka has warned that Zambia is losing millions of kwacha in potential revenue due to unregulated small-scale mining activities and illicit financial transactions involving shell companies. According to Mwachikoka, the country's mineral regulation and financial oversight frameworks have serious gaps that need to be addressed. Mwachikoka noted that unregulated small-scale mining operations exist in all 10 provinces, with many operators exporting minerals without proper documentation or contributing to the national treasury. Mwachikoka further expressed concern about the lack of stringent controls over commercial banks, especially monitoring international financial transfers, and warned that there are too many suspicious liquid transactions taking place through the commercial banking system. He has called on government institutions, including the Zambia Revenue Authority, the Ministry of Mines and Natural Development, and the Bank of Zambia, to collaborate more effectively in regulating mineral trade and associated financial flows. He also urged the Ministry of Mines and Natural Development to regulate small-scale mining operations to ensure that small miners are taxed like everyone else.
To age institutions who have been given that support. Go first.